The 71-year-old Wheatley Courts housing complex will be completely revitalized with the $29 million from HUD's Choice Neighborhood Implementation Grant. 248 families call the courts home, and the average income is only $7,500 per year. Saha President Lourdes Castro Ramirez says the complex will be completely rebuilt.
So essentially we will be replacing the current public housing community with a 308-unit, mixed-income, high-quality housing community.
She adds, in addition to helping the surrounding community, the grant will go towards job training programs.
We are looking to partner with St. Philip's College and Youth Build to have a construction trades training, so that as we get the construction started, our hopes are to have residents working on the project itself.
Saha is adopting a new method of integrating families of different income levels, like those on assistance and those paying market rate in the same complex. That concept will be applied here at the courts. District 2 Councilwoman Ivory Taylor says the city has been focused on East Side revitalization since 2010.
It's kind of slow in coming because you can't make up for 30, 40 years of disinvestment in 1 or 2 years, but this is certainly a big shot in the arm.
The neighborhood is already receiving $60 million in leveraged funds through initiatives like the East Side Promise Neighborhood Grant and the nearby University of the Incarnate Word Eye Clinic. San Antonio was only one of 4 cities across the country to receive the HUD grant. Construction is expected to start in 9 to 12 months. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.